and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 11th of November, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Goodbye Spooks. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Goodbye Spooks. Beginners. Halloween was the 31st of October. It is a huge holiday here in the States. It is celebrated in many other countries and sometimes has a different name. It has become more popular through the years. Shops sell lots of Halloween costumes, candies, and decorations. Jack-o'-lanterns are, of course, a main image of Halloween. A large selection of them, all shapes and sizes, made out of different materials, are available in the stores. We had real jack-o'-lanterns, plastic, and ceramic ones. My children dressed up, as most children did. My daughter was a pig, my three sons were Darth Vader, the Scream, and the Black Angel. They don't sound friendly like the pig, do they? It was great fun, though. We all went around the neighborhoods saying, "Trick or treat!" When the children got home, they counted their candies as if it were treasure. They, of course, had far too much. Advanced. My husband threw our homegrown pumpkins into the dumpster yesterday. They were moldy and had collapsed. They had been our jack-o'-lanterns for a couple of weeks. I'm not sure that they managed to spook anyone. Perhaps they were thrown a courtesy double glance by an occasional passerby. The neighbor's cat had a good sniff at one of them the other day, then walked away, uninterested. The time for Halloween and spookiness has gone. The costumes that mothers hunted for have been put away in closets, and the scary masks have been boxed up or given away. Now the calendar, shown by what is on sale in the stores, points to Thanksgiving, closely followed by Christmas. Some stores display holiday paraphernalia 4 months or so before the actual day. It's ridiculous, really. Of course, it is driven by materialism and commerce. But it makes me feel as though I cannot enjoy the moment. I always have to rush towards some other event, instead of being content to experience normal, non-holiday days. So, here's to those spooks that decorated our house for a while. Let's hang on to their comical and odd images for a while before we rush into the next holiday. That's all for now. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.